Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Schwartz-Reichel. My career began in music education where I learned the importance of a key change, a shift, in the tonal center of a piece of music, often used to inject energy or produce significance. Eventually, I realized the impact of making key changes in all areas of my life and the desire to help others do the same. Making key changes can be difficult. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I do like to pose questions for reflection and offer actionable key changes for us to attempt in both our working and living situations. Together, we can unlock our greatest potential in collaboration with those we love, serve, and lead. Let's discover how we can grow together by making key changes. In the summer of 2008, I traveled to Europe on my second tour as a chaperone and music conductor for a high school musical touring ensemble. I was paired with another woman to share hotel rooms. Dr. Jenny Neff was the other woman. At first, I was a little annoyed that I wouldn't have my own hotel room or privacy. I realized quickly that I was either going to despise this person who I shared a living space with for 3 weeks in Europe, or we would delightfully hit it off. Fortunately, the second option occurred, and 16 years later, Jenny and I are still close friends. Our friendship has spanned the test of time, from milestone birthdays, transferring jobs, a divorce, losing a parent, raising children, aging parents, professional rejection, vacations, and many meetups. We have seen each other at our best, and we've helped one another through our worst times. In the spring of 2021, we decided to co-author an article together. We were a year into the pandemic. I was a year into my doctoral studies and raising two young kids. And Jenny was entering a divorce and had just lost her father. We were both making decisions about our careers. We realized that many of our colleagues, mostly in education, were considering changes both professionally and personally. We titled the article, "Has Your Flame Burned Out or Have You Temporarily Lost Your Spark?" We encouraged our readers to reflect with a promise to reignite their spark by examining this chapter of their life, owning the year, embracing the lessons learned, and remembering the memories made. We wanted others to reflect on their survival, success, and growth. Let's consider these key changes, all which happen to begin with the letter P, for when we may have lost our spark. Permission. Give yourself permission to rest, reflect, and recharge. Pause. Summer is coming. It is often the prime time to slow the pace, find quiet time, and recall our feelings and actions. Reflect on some of these questions, such as, how did I survive? When did I stumble? How was I successful? How did I disconnect from home or work? How did I grow in my job? Whatever that is, student, caregiver, worker, how did I grow as a human being? Purpose. Reflect on your professional purpose in a variety of roles. What was my original purpose for pursuing my current field or position? How long do I plan to continue in this role? Do I require some time off or need to step back a bit? Have I considered a change of position or leaving the profession? If so, how could I transfer or transition my skill set? Philosophy. Revisit what your core values are in your day-to-day living or working situation. Often, these can recenter us during difficult times. Has my philosophy changed during this unique time? How have my philosophical ideas been reaffirmed or challenged? Have I reprioritized my ideas or goals? Partner, don't go it alone. Be resourceful. Consider colleagues in your profession or home situation or elsewhere who may want to collaborate with you on an idea, resource, or event. Who or what might complement and reinforce your skill set? Who could assist? And where are your supports? Possibility. Consider approaching this step with an anything is possible attitude and narrowing things down from there. Remember to shape, not define. Am I creating problems or possibilities? What could a new chapter bring to me or to those I love, serve, and lead? Peace. Realize that you do not need to rush into things or comply with all that you view on social media, glean from trainings, or learn from others. These views and ideas may not express your beliefs or share your strengths. How can I find peace within myself and be at peace with my situation? Personalize. So often in our fields or home lives, we see prescribed programs and expectations. But what works for one person does not always work for another. How will we personalize our paths? What do I need? What do those I love, serve, and lead need? And what or how much can I and they handle right now? Practice. We often think of the word practice as a verb, but when we address our well-being, it is important to use and approach practice as a noun. What new practices have I created that support my well-being? How can I retain these daily practices as I move forward? Proceed. Now that we've rested, reflected, and recharged, consider if, when, and how we'd like to proceed. For if, am I going to proceed in my current position, the profession, or my living situation? For when? If not, when will I return? For how? If not, how will I transition into a change of lifestyle or a position change, leave of absence, or even resignation or retirement? Plan and prioritize. What skills, knowledge, or concepts have we implemented before? What needs to change? How can I design or redesign this content? How will I move forward? Persist. More than anything, the pandemic taught us that nothing is linear. There are curves to maneuver, mountains to climb, and valleys to roll down at all stages of our careers and lives. Passion, priority, and purpose may have centered us at one point, but they may have also led us to new interests, dreams, and aspirations. We owe it to ourselves and to those we love, serve, and lead to reignite our spark by using our skills and talents to keep our flames burning brightly in whatever path and for whatever reason we so choose. I encourage you to check out the show notes for some resources. The first link has the article I co-authored with Jenny that accompanies this episode. There is also a link to my website and one where you can sign up for the Making Key Changes newsletter. Please keep spreading the word about this podcast and consider rating it or reviewing it too. How are we making key changes to reignite our flame and let the spark shine brightly again? Thanks for listening. If you haven't done so yet, please consider rating and reviewing the Making Key Changes podcast on the Apple Podcasts app. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with others and joining me again next week. In my coming episodes, I'll discuss topics that are most passionate to me, along with things I've been researching or areas of my life I have changed or want to change. You can learn more about me on my website, makingkeychanges.com. Feel free to message me through there or reach out on social media. I'd love to hear from you and learn about what key changes you hope to make.